Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
In the capital murder case against Brian Koberger, marked by a lot of secrecy and a lot of gag orders and people not talking, not wanting to talk, shouldn't talk, won't talk, and, you know, for good reason. The lawyer for Brian Koberger is now asking the judge to make public their arguments that he should rethink his decision to deny their ask to toss out the charges. Joining me to discuss this and what it means, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go download that as soon as you're done listening to this. What does this mean? Why do they want this piece public, this hearing that was under seal that the judge said, yeah, you know, we're not going to throw this stuff out? What is in that context that they view to be so valuable that the public should see it?
I mean, it's really what they call, you know, a motion to reconsider. They're basically asking the judge to reconsider the ruling with respect to denying their motion to dismiss in terms of wanting it unsealed. I think that there's just kind of a move to have some of this trial and the pretrial motions be tried in the sunlight, you know, as opposed to in the dark. It's like you've got these two cases, these two major cases, which I'm sure we'll get to Delphi, but, you know, both of them have been very secretive in terms of, you know, court filings. And I think that there's an aspect, you know, in Delphi, it was the defense that was wanting cameras in the courtroom and wanting things unsealed because, you know, they thought that it was to their advantage. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not knowing what Ann Taylor knows, you know, I have to believe that she believes that it's helpful in terms of public perception, mm-hmm. You know, that there must be some things contained within that dismissal motion that was argued and probably the exhibits that were attached thereto that, you know, she wants out in the public so that the public can, you know, become outraged, at least, you know, the Probergers, the people that might think the Koberger's innocent of this. So, you know, because there are two camps, like with most cases, there's people out there that believe that, you know, that he was a patsy and that, you know, law enforcement was trying to get an arrest. And, you know, he was a guy that they were able to place around the scene, but they don't have anything else, you know, other than mere presence. So, that's my best guess in terms of why they want it unsealed, you know, in terms of the motion to reconsider it. And obviously, if it gets denied, you know, she has the ability to at least try to file an interlocutory appeal, you know, which I don't think would have any legs either. But
if there was something there, wouldn't the judge have already said, yeah, let's examine this further? If there was something that was, you know, of validation to the argument that would somehow clear Koberger. I mean, why would, I'm just assuming here the judge is not repressing something that would be exonerating to Brian Koberger.
Yeah, maybe, because remember that this one was, you know, she had filed two motions to dismiss, one relating to kind of the historical argument that, you know, that basically the Idaho Supreme Court, their rules had changed what the, you know, Idaho Constitution had said in terms of the standard that had to be met in order for, you know, them to get an indictment, which, she made the argument that the Constitution had said that it was the same as the burden that you have at trial, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, which, you know, for an indictment is crazy. I mean, we all know that it's a much lower standard. It's basically a probable cause standard, you know, and so I knew that was going to fail. Like I always said, like, I think Ann Taylor probably talked about like waiting for the opportunity to be able to file that thing at some point, because they rarely use grand juries in Idaho.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd probably be out to dinner and be like, oh, you know, someday I'm going to, there's this conflict between what the Constitution says in terms of the standard and what the, you know, Idaho criminal rules say is the standard, which are developed by the Supreme Court. And I'm going to argue it because I've been waiting to argue it. And, you know, but so it was legally relatively interesting. I knew it was going to fail, but it was, for a law nerd, it was kind of interesting.
Sure.
But in terms of, this was relating to the grand jury, you know, and what was brought before the grand jury in terms of getting that indictment. So from her perspective, there's probably, again, like, I don't think that it's really a move to where she thinks that she's going to prevail based on what was contained. I think it's more to get it out there where the defense, in the same way that they've done in Delphi, are trying to get some of the, you know, like the reality that, look, there's not as much as they're making you think there is in terms of what they have against my client. You know what I mean? So, because when if we get to see the grand jury transcripts, we're going to know what they brought to them. You know what I mean? So
essentially trying to create an aura of some sort of reasonable doubt there to the public prior to actually getting a jury of potential jurors someday.
Yeah. I mean, essentially it's like, again, I keep making the analogies between that and Delphi, but that's essentially what the defense did there. You know, they said, look, there's alternate suspects here. There's an alternate theory of what happened to the girls. And typically you don't see the defense get that out to the public. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that Ann Taylor's probably been keeping an eye on that case and kind of seeing how the defense attorneys have been handling that, you know, and as a defense attorney, I appreciate the way they handle it. I don't think that it's, I've always had a problem with the fact that it's always the state's theory of the case, which is all it is going into a trial, that's always out there for the public to consume for 2-3 years leading up to trial. I mean, that's all that people typically ever hear. So of course, everybody thinks it's guilty, you know, and in every case, because all you've heard is the evidence that the state has put forward in terms of what they believe happened, which is just a theory, you know, but when you don't have another side rebutting it, then of course people have nothing to compare it to in order to say, well, you know, but what about this when that's not out there? But when it is out there, it changes things. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I'd love to read the grand jury transcripts. Yep. I hope they do unseal it.
It'll be interesting to watch. We'll have a dramatic reading of it.
Yeah,
next week. Definitely. With some music and violins and then or something.
Koberger got in his white Elantra and drove about the property. Yeah.
With a special appearance by Keith Morrison.
Yes.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.